Dr. Librand and his wife, Jody, of 34 years, homeschooled their five children from birth to college, where they all excelled in academics and community, the University of Texas, and Abilene Christian. With their combined degrees, two BAs, two masters, one doctorate, Fred and Jody have stuck with their faith and their obsession with practical learning. As a result, the overall theme of teaching them to learn how to learn invades everything they offer.
I want to talk to you about dealing with negativity in your home and your kids. And what I'm going to say may not quite be what you thought. Look, here's the challenge. In fact, most things are like this. You want to understand both sides of the issue. My name is Dr. Fred Ray Librand. We've homeschooled our five kids from birth to college and offer courses, do a lot of fun stuff with home education and really other education. I helped start a private school in West Texas and taught college level. Well, one of the things I've learned, partly from my experience of having a dad for a lawyer and going to law school myself, is there's a power in arguing both sides of the issue. And learning to do that means you think things pretty profoundly and completely. You know how to debate and understand. And a lot of what we do is just stay on one side of the issue. I don't want you to do that. I want to invite you to actually consider both sides. So negativity. All right. The bad side, the negative side of negativity is what we all know. There's this idea that positive thinking is the way to go and you need to be upbeat and positive. And I want to say, honestly, I think there's something legitimate to that. The data, there's a little debate about it. You know, when people go to the extreme and they're just over there, you know, like Pollyanna and everything's wonderful and pie in the sky and all the rest, that does not turn out to be helpful. But what being positive does seem to do, it seems to invite, drive, goad, encourage us all to take action. And action has this interesting thing about it, this interesting effect, and that is it causes results. So someone that's perfectly inactive tends to not see much happen. They tend to not have much impact on the world. Steve Jobs wouldn't have put a dent in the universe, as he liked to say, if he hadn't taken action. So there's something positive in there about just being positive because it tends to lead to taking action. And so I'm a big fan. Plus, it's a lot less painful around the house. Everybody can have a good attitude, put on a happy face, you know, have a good disposition. However, the other side of negativity, what might be good about negativity? Well, the answer is it tends to make really good engineers. People who we really need to have precision on have to think negative. So, like a bridge, engineers think about it falling down. And they're being negative, all the things that could happen. And so they come up with engineering ways to make that not happen. When they wanted to go to the moon, NASA basically got all the engineers together and begged them to do negative thinking. We got to think about everything that can go wrong because we can't have it go wrong. That's the game. So, you know, your little negative child may just have a bit of an engineering mind and is trying to perfect things so that something doesn't go wrong. That's not illegal. What I would suggest is you want them to, whichever way they go, think of negativity and positivity as handedness, okay? So you have a dominant hand and you have a helping hand, supportive hand, right? So think of it that way. If your dominant hand is positive, great. You probably need a little negativity in there so you check your answers to make sure they're right. If your dominant hand is negative, you know, that's fine, engineering mind, but you probably need to add some positivity in there so you can get along with human beings. So let's not make these fight. Let's make them